Time now for the CJHL Report. 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues began the season with hopes of winning the RBC Cup. And now, only 13 teams still have a chance to win the national title. Join us now as the head coach and assistant general manager of the Alberta Junior Hockey League, Interpipeline Cup champion, Spruce Grove Saints, Bram Stephen. Bram, welcome to the show and congratulations, AJHL champs. How good does that sound?
No, it sounds very, very good. Thanks very much for having me on. It's been a great ride so far, and we're looking forward to the Dole Cup here.
Listen, it's your first year with the team. So how big was this? Did you realize going in the amount of talent you had, or is this a team that's just achieved beyond expectations?
Well, I think the Spruce Grove Saints program over the last 8 years has had a lot of success, obviously winning 4 championships. And so you're going to a proud program that expects success year in and year out. We were a young team. We were the second youngest team in the league, so we weren't totally sure that we could be the front runner this year, and we weren't for a lot of the year. We were sitting in the second or third place in our division, and as the year sort of went along, you could sort of see the growth in a lot of our young players and the potential starting to blossom, and certainly by the end of the year, we consider ourselves, if not a favorite, a co-favorite.
AJHL MVP Chris Van Oshaw led the Saints and was second in AJHL playoff scoring with 19 points in just 11 games. He's already committed to Minnesota State Mankato of the Western Collegiate Hockey Association on the NCAA scholarship. In what ways has Chris stepped up to lead this team in the latter half of the season?
Yeah, we actually acquired a 20-year-old centerman at the trade deadline named Chase Olson and started pairing Chase with Chris, and the pairing was an incredibly huge threat down the stretch offensively. I think they were averaging almost 2 points a game. And Chris brings a lot of size and speed and a fantastic shot. And because of that, he's a quick strike threat that is difficult for teams to defend. Off the ice, he's an incredibly hard worker. He's an incredibly accountable player, considering the number sometimes players aren't willing to be accountable for their defensive game. And we've seen a ton of growth in him that way. And he's been a very good leader. And down the stretch, obviously, he had some challenges off the ice as well. And just the poise and the devotion he had for his teammates was really incredible to watch.
Let me expand on that, because our audience is probably wondering what you meant by that. Chris also spent the last two seasons playing for the Humboldt Broncos. What was that like for him to transition through that? And how important was it for you to be there for him through all of this?
Yeah, I don't know if it's fair for me to answer what it was like for him. Obviously, he lost a lot of good friends and former teammates, and it hit incredibly close to home. What I saw was a player that, certainly was affected, but he managed his time accordingly. He went out to Saskatchewan a couple times during our playoff run to support the community and former teammates and services. And while doing so, he was still completely fully committed to our group. And if there wasn't enough passion, I think he had even more drive to try and be successful with his team, so that he could, in a way, repay his former teammates that he lost. He was unbelievable. Played the first 3 games of the finals and actually got injured, didn't play in game 4 and game 5, but so selfless and was so happy, even though he wasn't on the ice for the finishing moments, he showed what a true champion he is.
It's amazing what he's been able to accomplish through a difficult time. Let's talk about you guys moving forward now. Spruce Grove defenseman Sean Comrie was one of 22 CJHL players named to the final NHL Central Scouting Draft Rankings. He's rated 108th among North American skaters. How special is it to see a player like Comrie representing your team and getting this kind of really international recognition already?
Yeah, Sean's been, he's his second year in the league, and I think he's a player that certainly has that pro potential. It's obviously great having that in your organization, like the Saints have this year in Sean. And he's just a hardworking young man who's very humble, and I think there's a bright future there. So we're proud of his ranking. We hope that it's down the road. It's a level he can compete to try and play at. It's certainly a good thing for Sean and our program.
You guys are the Alberta Junior Hockey League champions already. Give me your insights. You've seen some of the other talent across the league. What are the chances we see you at the RBC Cup and challenging for it all?
Mathematically, 50-50. But No, I think us and Wenatchee play a very similar style of play, and some of the structure is very similar as well. And both teams have depth in all positions, and I think a lot of it will come down to a couple things. One, who's going to execute the best under the spotlight, and two, you know, it's a weird thing. You win a championship, and then it's time to get right back into peak performance. Yeah. And in a lot of cases, I think it's who's willing to continue to push beyond that and keep playing for each other and not be satisfied with what they've already accomplished. Hey, we'll see how that unfolds over the 7-game series here.
Tremendous run, and you're just a step away, but it's a big step. It's 7 games. Good luck with it. We appreciate you taking the time, and maybe we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
That was Brent Steam, the head coach and assistant general manager of the Spruce Grove Saints, the AJHL champions. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.